This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Just over a week ago, a gunman opened fire in a crowded nightlife district in Dayton. Now, lawmakers in Ohio are looking at different approaches to curb gun violence. As part of our ongoing Curious CBUS project, we asked listeners what they wanted to know about guns in Ohio. WOSU's Nick Evans has been looking for answers, and he joins me now. Nick, the first question we got has to do with red flag laws. Governor Mike DeWine has proposed legislation that would allow authorities to take away a firearm if someone is deemed a threat to themselves or others. One listener asked if law enforcement is raising any safety concerns. What'd you find there?
Well, the short answer is yes. Right now, under state law, there are situations where law enforcement can go in and seize a weapon under court order. And basically, law enforcement is already saying, like, you know, those are high-stakes situations. And having, you know, more of them obviously raises concerns about safety. Now, they aren't weighing in one side or the other in terms of the legislation that's going out there. But I spoke with Bob Cornwell from the Buckeye State Sheriff's Association about, you know, what will happen should something pass.
That is our primary responsibility, is that it's to enforce the laws of the state of Ohio. And if the laws change in this respect, then it is our duty and responsibility to enforce those laws.
So as you can hear there, basically, they will enforce the law that is on the books. But again, a high-stakes situation for them.
Shifting to a more local focus, a listener asked why a gun store on Indianola Avenue is allowed to operate despite the fact there are schools close by. Did you find any details there?
Well, I didn't see anything in terms of Columbus Code with regard to prohibitions near schools. But interestingly, last year we did pass prohibitions within Columbus city limits that say you can't have commercial gun sales in residentially zoned areas. Now, when you look at the particular gun store that we're talking about, there is a huge, huge chunk of Clintonville that is residentially zoned right across the street. But the place where this is, kind of butting up closer to the train tracks, that is zoned commercial. So they are allowed to operate as they are.
Finally, a listener asked how gun deaths in Ohio compare to traffic fatalities. Do you have any statistics on that?
Yeah, so the Ohio State Highway Patrol tracks traffic fatalities, and in 2017, there were 1,179, so just about 1,200. Now, firearm deaths in the same year, there were 1,589, so nearly 1,600, about 400 more than you had in traffic accidents. The thing is, though, the majority of those firearm deaths, those are suicides. Now, to also put that into context a little bit, those 1,600 firearm deaths, they pale in comparison to drug overdose deaths. That was just over 5,000 in the same year. And Ohio's leading cause of death was heart disease. There were 28,000 people who lost their lives in 2017 to heart disease.
WOSU's Nick Evans, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Anytime.
Nick has been looking into questions about guns in Ohio. If you have questions, we are listening. You can submit your queries at wosu.org/curious. This is 89.7 NPR News.